Good morning.
Good
morning. I want to talk this morning about the forgotten cost of the first Christmas. The forgotten cost of the first Christmas. Open your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. 31st chapter, prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31. We begin our reading with the 15th verse. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rahab, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. What in the world would I go to the prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament to talk about Christmas? Christmas today, it seems, has become all too often a costly time in the budgets of far too many. Cities spend thousands of dollars on street decorations and parades. The sales in department stores and shopping malls go through the so-called roof. The spending for presents and gifts reach their highest levels for the year. Hustle, bustle, hurry and rush, spend, charge, borrow money. The cost of each Christmas season has become great in the 20th century since the birth of the baby in the manger. Let our minds go back this morning to the time of Jesus' birth. Just a few days past the greatest miracle this world has ever seen. A few days later, babies come. The streets of the tiny town of Bethlehem are now empty of the crowds that came to pay the taxes. The angel choir returned to their abode in the heavens. The shepherds are back in the surrounding hills tending their sheep. The wise men are returning to their country another way, as instructed by God in a dream. Rome is now available in the inn for weary travelers. Joseph and Mary have departed with Jesus to Egypt. Yes, it's over. The first Christmas, destined to be recorded in history as the date that all the dates in human time precede or follow, A.D., Anno Domini, before or after the birth of that tiny little baby in a manger in Bethlehem of Judea. You and I celebrate, as surely we should, You and I celebrate the birth as born again Christians. We know the Lord. If we've been born again, Jesus instructed Nicodemus, we become part of God's family. Then certainly we rejoice. And certainly we celebrate. The coming to planet Earth of the head of the living church of God. Amen? The living church of God. The promised one. To come once and again to come the second time. To gather his family, his people unto himself.
Amen.
So often the Christmas of our day becomes this time of excessive spending, shopping, giving, and receiving. The Christian, the Christmas layaway program starts right after Labor Day. The ads break for Christmas sales right after Halloween. And Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving and results in the virtual madhouse of frantic shoppers at Sears, and Penny's, and Target. The electronic buying and home delivery services boast sales. Far too many who can't afford it spend too much, create financial difficulties for themselves in future months. In all this hubbub and holiday rush and bustle, I'm afraid too many of us forget the awful cost of that first Christmas. The birth of the Savior in the cattle stall was costly beyond measure to the families of Judea. Turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 2. Bear with me as I read from the Scriptures, beginning with verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. We just spoke some of these verses together a few minutes ago, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Then Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people, Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring the word to me, that I also may come and worship him. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child lay. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh. Being warned of God in a dream they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. Be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod. It might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to their time, which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and a great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. All the children, 200, were murdered. Amen?
Amen.
That's come to be known down through history as the slaughtering of the innocents. The slaughtering of all those children right after the birth of Jesus. Costly. What a price. What a price. That's what prophet Jeremiah had to say exactly. The treacherous Herod had the children murdered to make sure that this baby, the wise men, came to worship, would die. Gotta get rid of him. A threat to the throne, to the power. Isn't that interesting? What does that mean to us? What does that mean to us? Herod's fear of being replaced as king served Satan's purpose. How many of us, before we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, did not want to be replaced by the king? The real king, Jesus Christ. I fought it for 28 years. How about you? How about you? Did you ever think about it? Satan's purpose was through Herod to destroy Jesus Christ. He's still trying to destroy him in the hearts of men and women and boys and girls today. That's a Christmas message. Satan is in the slaughtering business. He infiltrates the world with liars like King Herod. Hey, fellas, tell me where I can find him. I want to go worship him too. The teachers and preachers of lies still pretend to desire to worship the Lord Jesus while they preach the gospel people desire to hear instead of the gospel people really need. We must warn people today, just as Paul warned the wayward church at Corinth back yonder. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Bear with me as I read from the scriptures. Chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to the one husband, that I present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, you might well bear with him, for I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that you might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man, for that which was lacking to me the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. For the truth of Christ is in me. No man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth. But what I do, that will I do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein their glory they may be found, even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing in his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in the confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you in the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak, albeit wherein soever any is bold. I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. I am the minister of Christ. I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in death oft. The Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches, Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is offended? And I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory in the things which concern my infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. Did you get anything out of that long reading? There's a preacher that went through it all. And he talks about the simplicity of Jesus. All Christ asks is that you believe the word of God. So, what a cost. Children under two, murdered. Apostle, beaten, stoned. How easy we have it. Thank God for where you live with all its problems. Amen? I gather from this long warning by Paul that we need to learn something. Because, beloved, in our nation today, from many of its pulpits, another gospel is being preached. And the only gospel you need is that you confess your sin if you never have, and ask God to forgive you and come into your life and become a born again Christian, because the Holy Spirit will enter you if you believe God. That's a Christmas message. Promoting the real cost of Christmas is costly in itself. Jesus needs to be on the throne. The slaughtering of the innocent by Herod and the testimony of the Apostle Paul to Corinth sums it all up very simply and succinctly. The cradle the baby was born in led eventually to the cross. That, beloved, is the message of the first Christmas. And the one in that cradle that led to that cross walked out of the tomb on the third day. Hallelujah. Herod failed. Satan failed. And Jesus Christ is coming again to take his people to be with him forever and ever. That, my friends, is the gospel we preach at Briar Street Baptist Church. Merry Christmas.